The federal government has agreed to spend nearly $7 billion to purchase 6 long-range surveillance drones from the United States. The government says the drones will boost Australia's defence capabilities when they're deployed in 2023 for joint operations with the United States. The drones have the wingspan of a Boeing 737 and can stay in the air for 24 hours at a height of 60,000 feet. Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says they will ensure Australia is well-positioned to deal with threats to its borders.
It gives us even more capabilities for surveillance and reconnaissance. That helps us to know who's in our sea area. Also, we use it for people smugglers, people who want to do environmental damage in our area, illegal fishers, then we provide that information to the Five Eyes countries like the United States, the UK and so on.
The drone can monitor anything from military ships to illegal fishing boats and vessels run by people smugglers. The Greens say buying what they call weapons of war will do nothing to make Australians feel safe and will tie Australia to an ally they say is dangerous. News of the drone's purchase comes as the government tries to get tougher foreign interference laws passed despite original opposition from Labor and Independent Andrew Wilkie. Opposition Justice spokesman Mark Dreyfus says the foreign interference laws were deeply flawed with significant overreach and inadequate safeguards. Mr. Dreyfus says the legislation to prevent foreign influence over Australia could have threatened journalists reporting on national security. He says the opposition will now back the amended laws because changes are needed to keep up with changing threats.
It's with all of these matters in mind that Labor has engaged in a constructive manner through the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security with the government on this bill.
Andrew Wilkie says the two main parties are trying to rush through passage of the laws because they're driven by self-interest ahead of next month's by-elections. He says the laws before Parliament are poorly crafted and will unnecessarily diminish civil rights. Mr. Wilkie has told Parliament it's what he calls absolute rot that laws have to be in place ahead of the 5 by-elections on July the 28th.
We should look at these things carefully and slowly and make sure that ultimately what this place deals with and passes is in our national security best interests and not in the political self-interest of a government or an opposition.
The laws are aimed at least in part at Australia's biggest trading partner, China. And as the debate continues, there have been revelations about the Chinese telecommunications firm Huawei and the money and gifts it has given federal MPs from both major parties. Huawei has reportedly paid for trips by federal MPs more than any other corporation over the past 8 years. Among those taking up offers of accommodation, meals and usually a business class airfare to China were former Speaker Bronwyn Bishop, Trade Minister Steve Chobo, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and Labor's Jim Chalmers. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute checked the relevant political registers and discovered Huawei paid for a total of 12 trips in 8 years. Huawei has described the trips as educational opportunities for Australian politicians. Huawei's chairman, Peter Lord, has told the ABC the trips were a chance for the company to show off its technology.
We offer people the opportunities to visit Huawei, and how they do it and how they take it up is their own decision, and we will continue to do that.
The revelations come as the National Security Committee of Cabinet considers whether Huawei should be involved in developing Australia's 5G telecommunications network. Several MPs have called for a ban because of national security concerns with Huawei's connections to the Chinese government and allegations it has been involved in state-sponsored espionage. In 2012, it was barred from involvement in the National Broadband Network on advice from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. The Institute's Executive Director, Peter Jennings, says since China has become more assertive over the past 5 years, Australian MPs are less likely to take up offers of free trips to China now.
I don't think anyone should be naive about the nature of the threat that the growth of Chinese power is presenting, and particularly our MPs. You know, I think there has been a tendency to look only at the upsides of China's growing wealth and not take sufficiently seriously the downsides that come from having a much larger military capacity and frankly a more assertive foreign policy. And it's concerns about China's assertion now which I think is probably dominating where Parliament is thinking. And you know, my view on that is, you know, it's before time. It really should have happened some years ago, but I'm very pleased that at least it's happened now.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.